Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Bir Yomi program is Daf Ayin Hey Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Reish Tzadi Tes, where the very top line was Sif Dalet, continuing in some of the very important laws of what you're allowed to do before you make Havdalah. So, Mechaber tells us in Sif Dalet, Kishoya Ocha V'choshra, in a situation where you were eating your Shalosh Shudas and it became dark, and now, we said previously, Shomarnu Shein Tzorich L'Hafsik, we said if you had a Kavua meal that you began in Heter, so we paskin, there were two opinions, but we paskin like the opinion that says you're allowed to continue your Shalosh Shudas as long as you want, and we said, Shomarnu Shein Tzorich L'Hafsik, you don't have to stop, interrupt. When you're done, Gomer Sudasa, you finish your meal, and then Umevarach Birchas HaMazon, you bench, a la coast with a cup of wine as is the ideal proper way to do this. And then v'yachakach mavdilulav, and then you make havdalah on that same cup. We're talking, as we'll see, that you only have one cup of wine, so you can't drink it. We'll see there are different opinions whether you'd be allowed to drink it even if you did have two cups of wine, but certainly if you only have one cup of wine, you don't drink it then because it would be a kos pagum and you won't have any left to go make havdalah on. So therefore you wait until you're done with the benching a la coast, then you make havdalah, and then you can drink the wine. However, the Yeshlo Shnei Kosos, the person has two cups of wine, so one can be for the bench and one can be for Abdullah. So Mevarach Birchas HaMazon Al Echad, you take one of the cups of wine, you bench on it, Umavdil Al Echad, and you go and say Havdalah on the other cup of wine, as we will see, and you can see in Dershu Foot number 17, that we don't like to use the same cup for two mitzvahs over here, one, for example, for Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon, or in our case, Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah, Mishum She'enos in mitzvahs, Chavilus, it looks like you're bundling the mitzvahs together, and that's an inappropriate thing to do, as we learned in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Now, that was a mouthful. We did this entire Mechaber over here in Sif Dalet. Now let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Hainu, he's telling us that this case is talking about La'aman da'omar birchas hamazon tuna kos v'ayin simen kuf pebe sif aleph. As we've learned previously, there is an opinion that says that you're obligated to go and make birchas hamazon al hakos. It's not an option. You're obligated to do so. This is certainly the more correct way to do things. Certainly when you have a zimun of at least three people, that is the optimal way to do this. Of course, many people are not knowing to do this. There is an opinion that says you don't have to do this. There's no opinion, to my knowledge, that says you can't do this. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, when you're making it al hakos, v'ein no tama. When you only have one cup over here, you're not allowed to go and drink from this cup of wine for birchas hamazon ad achar havdalah, until you say havdalah and the bar pi agaf, and then on the havdalah and on the benching, kidei shelo yifkimenu. Because if you were to drink it after the birchas hamazon, you would now have a kos pogum, which you could, of course, correct in some way, but we're assuming here that you have mitzamtzem, you have exactly the same amount of wine that you need, and if you dilute it any further, you would ruin it, so therefore you would make it into a pogum cup if you were to drink from it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel, that's when you only have one cup, you don't drink from it. But if you have two cups, and you're using one for the Birchas HaMazon and one for Havdalah, then you'd be allowed to use two separate cups. Hatam, the reasoning is, Dein Omrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Echad. As I pointed out, we don't normally make two brachos, so to say, two holy things, Shtei Kedushos, over here on the same cup. So, as I pointed out, we don't bench and make Kiddush on the same cup, normally, and we don't, over here, bench and say Havdalah on the same cup. If you have no choice, as we said, if you only have one cup, then you can make both the benching a la kos and then use that same kos for Havdalah when you have no choice. So then when you have two cups, you bench one with birchas hamazon and the other one you use for Havdalah. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, umutu lishtos mi'akos, and one would be permitted when he has two cups to even drink from the cup of benching, even though you haven't yet made Havdalah. Afshu kodem Havdalah. The kosher birchas hamazon shayach l'suda, because the kosher birchas hamazon is actually a throwback to the suda. And as we said, this suda, we paskin, you're allowed to continue eating, even though it's after chashecha, because you started beheter. This was shalosh shudas that you began beheter. And therefore, one would be allowed to continue this meal until one concludes it. And the conclusion of this meal is the benching a la kos. And that wine refers back to the meal. So since the suda was beheter, so too is this kos. According to this opinion, you can drink prior to Havdalah from the kos of benching. The Dir Shufut number 18 brings down, Aval haskores mein hamaor v'bechas mein shalosh achar shtiyas hakos b'layla. But when you make an alagefen on that cup of wine, he brings down from the lechem upon him that you would not say ritzei, you wouldn't mention Shabbos in that bracha achrona. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, when are you allowed to drink from the cup of benching over here? Before Havdalah? The kol zelemi shenizar tomid levarach lakos. This only is applicable to somebody who always benches ala kos, and he always makes a bari priya gofen after his benching. Aval emishim avarach lefomim below kos. But for somebody who I would dare say probably this applies to many, many people, they're not medaktik to always bench ala kos. Lefisha Somech ala poskim shevisviluhu the ain bechasimazin to the coast, and they rely upon the valid opinion that says that you don't have to bench ala kos. So then, in that situation, such a person who doesn't always bench ala kos also lo lishdos atom yakosho bechasimazu kodem avdala. Then he brings down the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh, that such a person who doesn't always bench ala kos is not allowed to go and drink from this kos before avdala, because you are prohibited to go and drink or eat anything before you make Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah adds, the Chayyadim writes, this din that you're not allowed to drink from the Havdalah is only if it's definitely nightfall. Avolim, who sought the Chashecha, if it's not yet nightfall, so near the Yochel Lishtos Mikosh Lebechasamazon, Af Mishen Onizor Tomid Levar Chalakos. Since it's possible that you're allowed to drink anyway during that period of time, so even somebody who's not Nizor to always drink from the coast of benching, he's not always benching ala coast, would in this situation be allowed to be toeim from the coast that he benched on, making the bar priya goffin after the benching. And the reasoning for this is brought down the Shaar Tzion Oschav Dalad. Chofetz Chaim says, the somich b'zeh ala taz v'el yirabba, he's relying upon the opinions of the taz and el yirabba, the mutu lahaslu b'sofei chashecha, that technically a person is allowed to go and start a meal even in this sofei chashecha, is not sure if it's nighttime yet. So since, according to this opinion, you would be allowed to even start to drink, so certainly when you have a chiv somewhat of drinking al hakos, so then you would be allowed to go and take a bar pir goffin. However, the Chofetz Chaim here says, v'tam zeh rofui l'fi mashe b'yarnu l'el. This is still a very weak explanation. The kemat kolori shonim osho b'zeh, because most people do not allow you to start a meal during the sofei chashecha period of time. Dishavu number 20 does bring down that if it's the setting of a mitzvah, for example, a sudas gedola, such as nisuin, so then, in the bir halacha, he brings down, shaminog b'kama makomus lahokel v'leishiv l'suda af b'sofei chashecha. Then, one could be makel and start a meal during the sofei chashecha period of time. And the rationale is because it's only a chashas issa d'rabbanon, and since you're doing a mitzvah over here, they say you can be makel over here according to the opinion that says that one can start a meal during this period of time because you're doing a mitzvah. He also adds that there are opinions that say that the Bein HaShemashos is a later period of time, so you could rely upon that later period of time as well. In any event, issue foot number 19 brings down a very interesting shaila. He brings down, Shahanoik Tommy Kidasa Sovri Shabirchas Mazon Hamazon ain't tunakos. If somebody always doesn't bench ala kos, he hopes, like the opinion say, you don't have to bench ala kos. So ain't yochel linog ato kidasa sovrim shetuna kos lishtos according to Abdullah. Then you're not allowed to rely upon those people that say that you do have to bench with the kos and be allowed to drink it before Abdullah over here, because then you would be taking advantage of two kulas over here that are sosros zuulzu, the kula that you're allowed to drink and the kula that you don't have to always bench ala kos. However, he brings down from the Ben Ishchai, the great Godol from Baghdad, Sha'arogil Levarach Bechas Hamazon Shusud Shlishis Alakos Rashoy Lishasosa. If somebody's always careful to bench Alakos for Shalashudis, so then he's allowed to drink it, even if he's not careful by the Sudah Rishon and Shni of Shabbos. Then he says, V'af Misheno Rashoy Lishdos Miakos, even if somebody doesn't normally drink from the cup, so Ravayashiv Zatzal brings down, Odif Shiv Yavdil Alakos Zu B'mokum Sha'ocha. He still should bench Alakos, even if he's not going to drink from it. Because Shebekach Yechoshev Kilu Shosim Mikosh Bechasimazim. Because then it's like you're drinking from the cup of Bechasimazim, you still should bench Alakos, even if you're not going to drink it. And this is what, in fact, many people do. Many shuls have the custom that they do bench Alakos for benching, and then they use that kos for Havdolah. The next question that comes up is a very fascinating question. What happens when you're making a Sheva Brachos by Shalashudis? And of course, the custom is that you drink the wine of the Sheva Brachos, the Chasan, the Kala, as well as the person who leads the benching. So can you do this when you're doing this on Shalashudis before Havdalah? So he brings down from the Eshel of Rami Bachach, Sha'af Hanoagim Levarach Birchasamazim below Kos. Even people that normally don't make benching a la Kos, they can drink over here the cup that you're benching on for Sheva Brachos. Shim Lo Kain Lo Yu El Sheish Brachos, because otherwise it would only be six Brachos, because the Bar Pir Goffin is the seventh bracha. Umin Aroy Shu Sheva, and the minog is that you should have seven. And he brings this down as well in the name of Dain Weizatzal and the Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok. Shekein Hu Minog Olam, and this is in fact what the Velt does. And he adds, Shiyesh Shekosu Shachosin Yizamin Ala Kos. Some suggest that you should have the Chosin lead the benching, and this way he can drink and as the Chosin, as the one leading the benching. And this in fact was the minog of Rav Yashiv also as well. Then he brings up for Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Shales of Chuvah Zegus Moshe, Shiraka Chosin Vakali Yishtume Kos, that only the Chosin and the Kala should drink, but not the one that led the benching. And that's because the Chiv to drink over here is because of the Chosin and the Kala. And therefore, Mutal Aleim Ikra Chiv Lish Sosa. So they're the ones that have the obligation to drink and can drink before Abdullah, as opposed to the one who led the benching, who, unless he always drinks from the Kos of benching, always benches Ala Kos, might not have that Heter. Moshe Feinstein says, "Tzal etz shemikol makum rotzam mivorech lishdos ein la'akbo." If the one who led the benching wishes to drink, you don't have to stop him, because once you have the chosin and the kala drinking over here, there is a chiv on this coast to be drunk. So therefore, if he takes a little bit and leaves the majority of it, at least the melo lugma for the chosin and the kala, that would be okay as well. The Netziv holds Sha'afa Mavarach Yishtemekos. He says, no, but Davka, the one who leads the benching, should definitely drink from the coast. However, the Shelus Shuvas Olitzion brings down that nobody other than the one who's benching should drink from the coast, not even the Chosin and the Kala. And finally, the Maral Diskin Zatzal and the Chaim Briska Zatzal, they both bring down that nobody should drink from this cup. You should use it for Havdalah, as is the Minog in many places. Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, Tov Yocha Kodem Shevdil Yocha Lahadil Achakach. If a person mistakenly did eat before Havdalah, so he still is Mechuyiv to make Havdalah, and he's allowed to go make Havdalah after he ate. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotin Tetzvav, Vehu Hadin in Hazed Yocha. This is not only true if somebody accidentally ate Tov Yocha, as we said, but even if somebody intentionally ate. After Yavid Ben Hazed, even though he did it intentionally on purpose, Mikol Mokum Tzorch Lahadil Achakach Belayla. Nevertheless, the Chiv of Havdalah is still upon the person. So why did the Mechaber choose the Lashon of Tov? Elo Orcha de Milson Akkad. He just took what's more likely to happen, that a person made a mistake rather than a person intentionally sinned. The same thing will apply in a moment in Sivvav when we learn a similar halacha. The issue number 21 brings down from the Ramah in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph that if the person forgot that he has to still make Havdalah, and he washed, and he made the Hamotzi, so then he should go and eat a little piece of the bread before he makes Havdalah, because he made the Bracha of Hamotzi. Others even suggest that since Havdalah is only Midr Rabbanan, once you made the Hamotzi, you can even finish the Suda already, and you'll be making Havdalah afterwards. Sivvav, the Mechaber says, Shochach v'lo hivdil b'matzah Shabbos. If a person forgot, as we just pointed out a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah, the same didn't apply if he did this intentionally. If a person didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, so he has the right to still make Havdalah, mavdil at sof yom shlishi. You can still make Havdalah until Tuesday evening going into Wednesday, early yom revi. That is when the end of the, so to say, Shabbos occurs. There's Shabbos viewed as the middle of the week. You have the 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the 3 days after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it's still called post-Shabbos up until Tuesday going into Wednesday. This is the opinion of Tosos and the Rosh, as brought down the Ber HaGola, Os Yud. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us what I just said outside. Now we see it inside. The Mishnah Berurah of Kantezayin, the Kol Elu Ashloshi Yomim Shayochim Od LeShabbos HaOvar, that the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are still related. They throw back, if you wish, to the Shabbos that just passed. Umikan Vahala Shayochim LeShabbos Haba, and starting from Wednesday, it's already counting towards the coming Shabbos. I've mentioned this in the past. That's why in the Yom on Wednesday we end off with Lechu Neranina at the end of the Yom, even though it has nothing to do with the preceding statements, because we're already putting forth the idea that we're looking forward to Shabbos, Wednesday, so to say, being the start of one way of looking at the week. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, everybody says you should certainly try to make Havdalah as the earliest possible time. If for whatever the reason you didn't do it on Matzah Shabbos, you should do it Sunday morning. There's reason, makdimim l'mitzvah, so a person should try to do a mitzvah as soon as possible. That's why, of course, Matzah Shabbos, a person should do this as soon as he gets home. V'gam di'asa lo lechel, call them shi'adil. Likewise, there's another din that you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah, kivin d'biyaduhu l'hadil. As long as you have the opportunity to make Havdalah, you certainly shouldn't eat. We had talked already previously that if a person doesn't have a kosher Havdalah, what is he allowed to do? Then he brings down Kosa b'chidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'shem sefer l'shon chachamim. Rabbi Kiva says over in the name of the l'shon chachamim that on the b'matzah yomtiv ain l'havdalah tashlumin, that on matzah yomtiv, if you didn't make Havdalah on matzah yomtiv that night, you don't have a tashlumin period. There's no makeup. Because in regards to Matzah Shabbos, you can say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still a reflection back on Shabbos. As opposed to if Yontif ends on a Wednesday night, Masha Ein can be Yontif. How can you say that Thursday is a throwback to Yontif? Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds over there the Chol Yom Rishon Shacha Yontiv Yochol Lahavdil Ayin Sham. He does say that at least that day. So, for example, if Yontiv ends on Wednesday night, so Wednesday night you should make Havdalah Matzah Yontiv. But if you didn't make it Wednesday night, you can make it all day still Thursday during the day. Dish foot number 23 explains that when Rosh Hashanah you forgot to make Havdalah Matzah Rosh Hashanah, so then the next day it's Som Gedalia. And in that situation, you can make it the following day if you forgot to make it at night and you give a katan to drink. He then discusses what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzah Shabbos. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote for those details. So that's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Then he brings down a second opinion. This is brought down the name of the Rif and the Gaonim. This opinion is a more strict opinion. It says you can only make Havdalah on, of course, Saturday night and then all day Sunday, but not beyond Sunday. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin explains the Lo Sfiru Lehu Hasvara Hanal. He doesn't hold like the explanation that we gave previously that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are a reflection back on the previous Shabbos. However, why can you do it all day Sunday? Ach biyom Rishon Atamu. The reason you can do it on Sunday is that Yom Olech Achar Alayla Shemotzei Shabbos, because Sunday is still called Motzei Shabbos, and therefore that's why you can make it on Sunday, but not beyond that. And the Mechaber adds the Davka Bar Priya Gofen Vamavdi Mikosh Chol. The only two brachos you can make on Sunday, according to either of the first two opinions, is just the Bar Priya Gofen and Vamavdi Mikosh Chol. Aval Al Haner Ubesamim, both for the Bar Miyari Eish and the Bar Miyari Besamim, Einam Avarech Ale Motzi Shabbos. That can only be said on Motzi Shabbos itself. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, reminds us in Sivkot Yud Ches, the Birchas Allah are because the Bar Miyari Eish is Mishum de Motzi Shabbos who's Man Briyasa. That's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Rishon how to make fire. And likewise, Vala Besamim Nami, when you make the bracha Bar Miyari Shabbos, it's because you lost your neshama yisera. Yishum kidei lahashiv nefesh hakoeves b'yitzias neshama yisera. Your body's weak from the loss of the neshama yisera, so you revive it, you resuscitate it with the besamin. And therefore, these two reasons v'chozeh lo shayach ben matzis Shabbos velech. It's only applicable both of these reasons on matzis Shabbos itself, not Sunday, and certainly not Monday or Tuesday. It is brought down in the Olah Shabbos. Finally, the third opinion that the Mechaber brings down is from the Tur in the name of the Hag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, and he writes, V'yesh Misha Omer, there is a third opinion, the Kaimalon Ta'am Ma'avdil, that which we said that if a person ate, he still is allowed to make Havdalah, that's only Hani Mili Hecho Dehivdil Balei Motzi Shabbos. That's only if you can still make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos. Abol in Lo Hivdil Balaila, if you didn't make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos itself, on Saturday night, Kivin Shatom, once you ate, Shuv Eino Ma'avdil, then you're no longer allowed to make Havdalah. So we have these three opinions. How do we paskin? The Ramah says, Hagah v'ikar kisvara rishona. The halacha is like the first opinion that you can still make Havdalah until Tuesday going into Wednesday. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this if cutting your test. V'atarvayu yesh omrim koi. The fact that he's telling us over here, we paskin like the first opinion is as opposed to the second and the third opinion. The just Sunday opinion and the just Saturday night opinion. The Ramah continues and he writes, Umishi misanesh shlosha yomim u'shlosha leilos. If somebody has taken upon himself a vow to fast on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, yishma havdola me'achirim. He should go and listen to havdola from somebody else. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot M'chav, Ayin ba'achronim shekosu du hadin im misanesh ne yomish leilos. The same thing applies if you're only fasting for 2 days. Va'afilu yom echad u'leilo. Or even one day over here, you should preferably listen to havdola from somebody else. After yochol kaimis is havdola bi'atzmo achar tainis, even though in these situations you could wait until your tainis is over and then make havdola, b'kol mokom yosu tov shiyishma b'motzi shabbos havdola mi'achem. It's preferable that you listen to somebody else make havdola and be yotzei that way rather than waiting till your fast is over. The kruvei avdalto l'shabbos odif tvei, because the earlier you can make havdalah when Shabbos is over is preferable. Dazu ikar mitzvah havdalah, because that's when the ikar mitzvah of making havdalah applies. Why did the Ramah over here say 3 days? V'adinokat shloshi yomim mishum seifa. That's because of the latter part over here that says the be'ein acherim yochol havdalah b'mod yom. That if there is nobody else to make havdalah for you, then you can go and make havdalah earlier on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga Mincha. And that's why v'zeh davka v'shlosh yom. That would only be applicable if a person can't make Havdalah because he's fasting on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Otherwise, if you're not fasting all three of them, wait till the end of the Sunday or the Monday that you're fasting and make Havdalah then. The Yavor hazman v'lo yuchol l'kayim Havdalah klal. But if you have all 3 days, then there is no time that you can make Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos, because you're fasting on Motzei Shabbos Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and therefore you'd be allowed to take advantage of this kula that he's going to tell us that you can go make Havdalah after Plag HaMincha on Shabbos afternoon. As opposed to Masha'en came Bishnei Yom and the Lo Yavar Zman. If you're only fasting Sunday or Sunday and Monday, you still have time to stay Havdalah before Tuesday going into Wednesday. And therefore, Tov Yosef Shiyamtim V'Yavdalah B'So Shnei Yom and Mishyavdalah M'Yod Yom. And in this situation, when there's nobody else that can make Havdalah for you, and your choice is to go make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, Miplag HaMincha, or go and wait until Tuesday or Monday, depending on how long your fast was, it's preferable to go and wait till Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, whenever your fast is over, than going and making Havdalah early in Shabbos afternoon, which is a Peladika thing, which we have talked about previously, and now the Ramah will tell it to us again. So if there is nobody else there to make Havdalah for you on Matzah Shabbos and you're fasting on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, after Plag HaMincha, you can make Havdalah. You daven Marav, and you make Havdalah after Plag HaMincha, and then you can drink from the Havdalah cup, and then after Shabbos is over, you go and accept the Tainus upon yourself. We will go and see these Mishnah Berurahs inside tomorrow, and with that, we will conclude today's shir.